Thanks so much for joining us for another day of our open mic program. We do have State Senator from Arkansas District 10, Missy Thomas Irvin, with us right now. And Missy, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak with you and to all your listeners out there. And it's just an honor and a privilege, and I'm humbled every day to have the opportunity to serve as a state senator for this awesome state. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak.
Well, tell us about your experience so far as a freshman senator. I know there's a lot of things to learn and a lot of information that they share with you that you've got to go through to make your day go.
Oh, absolutely. It was a really steep learning curve, but one that I really tackled, I thought, well and pretty immediately because I had no other option or no choice about it. I was determined to tackle some of the bigger issues that were really concerns for the people of my district and I think for the entire state. So being said, we weren't really discussing these tertiary issues. We were talking about fundamental changes to policy and how we move forward in the state. So that required for me to really get into action immediately and really learn the process of legislation, learn about writing the legislation, and I guess it was baptism by fire, and I was not going to just sit back and let it ride this session. I just felt like this is now, the opportunity is now, time is of the essence, and it's important for us to make and address these fundamental policy changes that we must address. And so if nobody else was going to tackle it, well, I was. And so in order to really go after some of those bigger issues that I did go after, I really needed to have a good handle on making sure that legislation was written so it could get passed, but that it had teeth in it, and also knowing how to move a bill through the system. And it was a great experience, and it really was baptism by fire, but I guess that's the way I do things, and I've always just gotten in there and jumped in with both feet, and that's what I was able to do, and I was really proud of some of the legislation that I was able to pass. So,
well, let's talk about some of the legislation. What's some of the bills that you introduced and got passed?
Well, you know, there were lots of different ones. One, the first thing that I tackled was something that dealt with Stone County in particular, but affected the whole state. I'm sure everybody might be familiar with the Stone County Sheriff's race. It was a tie. It ended up in an exact tie, even after two recounts. It was an exact tie, and the law, the Arkansas law, did not clearly state what you would do in that situation. So a lot of ambiguity, a lot of interpretations of that law, which led us into lawsuits and which led into the governor con for a special election. And a lot of people spent a lot of money on all sides of the aisle, and both sides of the issue. A lot of people spent a lot of money unnecessarily. And had that law been written clearly and it was very clear as to what the process was that you would take in a tie vote from a primary election, then we could have avoided a lot of money being spent at the state level, at the county level, and then for personal people, the people that were involved running for that race spent a lot of their own money with attorneys, defending their position, with special elections, you know, and so on and so forth. So I immediately jumped in there, worked with the Secretary of State's office and the attorney to look at that law and come up with a good solution that would clear the law up so that when our election commission and when our county clerks are looking at that law, they know exactly what they need to do. That's what state law, Arkansas law, needs to be very clear for you, me, anybody to read it and to understand this is what the law says and this is what we need to do. And that was just not the case for this. And so I worked with the Secretary of State's office. I got the support of the Democratic chairman, state chairman, the support of the Republican state chairman, and the majority and minority leaders in both the House and the Senate, and we fixed it. And that's our job as legislators. If we see something that's not correct in Arkansas law that causes a problem for our counties or for the people of our state, we need to fix it. And so I was really proud of that just right off the bat. And going through that process really was where I think I was my training ground.
Yeah, I can imagine, because there's so many steps that you got to go through just to get something where it is won't be kicked out because of the wording.
Right, and one word can make a big, big difference. It makes all the difference in the world. And it was something that people recognized, and I think that they respected the fact that I would go after an issue like that that's not glamorous. It's not a hot topic issue. You know, it's really about looking at the law, realizing there's a problem that it didn't address, and going in and fixing it. And that's good legislating is what that is. And people respected me for doing that. But it wasn't me. It was driven by my citizens. It was driven by my constituents because I saw personally how it affected them. So I just was able to be at the table and have the opportunity to actually fix it. And because they had given me that opportunity by voting for me. And it was something I said, you know, if I'm elected, this is going to be the first thing I do is to change this law and fix it so that we can avoid this huge mess that we had to go through. And so I was really proud that we did that. You know, it's going to save a lot of people a lot of heartache in the future if it happens again. And it very could happen. It very, you know, very, very possible that it could happen again. So I was really very thankful for that process. And I was able to work with state agencies and different attorneys that deal with election law and got a great education on how the law is written and why it needs to be worded differently, because it can make such a big difference.
What's some thoughts on the past session? Other thoughts that you had when you look back?
Well, I think I served on the Public Health, Welfare, and Labor Committee, and I'm on the chairman of the Children and Youth Committee, which meets in the interim. But a lot of my focus was dealing with public health issues, welfare, and labor issues. Several of the things, one bill that I also sponsored and was able to work through the system was dealing with prior authorizations for patients, and it's a Patient Protection Act, really, in the truest sense of the words, not what the Affordable Care Act says it's patient protection, but this was to really streamline the process of prior authorization. If you go in to see your primary care physician and upon history and physical and examination, your doctor sees that you need a test or an exam or even a medicine that requires prior authorization, then your doctor will have to then go to bat for you and call your insurance companies and make sure that that they will prior authorize an MRI or, for instance. And so this is an important step to provide good patient care for your doctor. And what was happening was there was an uptick in those prior authorizations being denied, which is bad for our patients, especially if their doctor is there on the phone with the insurance company saying, this patient really does need to have this exam, or this patient really does need this medicine. Please authorize for me to be able to do my job. And we were seeing an uptick in denials that, no, sorry, we're not going to pay for that, or an uptick in just a hassle. You know, we're just going to make it such a hassle that you just won't even want to go through the process of getting a prior authorization. Well, that's bad for your patients. It's bad patient care, and the doctor's not able to really do their job effectively. And so I really tackled that issue. There was no existing law in Arkansas that dealt with prior authorizations. So just to get a foot in the door with it and to get a statute on the books was a huge, huge battle, and it was a great step to take. It was watered down. I didn't get everything I wanted, but very seldom you do get everything you want. But for me, it was a big, big issue in moving us in the right direction in healthcare reform, and to eliminate that hassle and make sure that there's an accountability in that process, so that we, your doctors, are able to provide the best care for your patients. That was probably one of the biggest things that I tackled, that I did get all the way through the system and signed into law. One thing that I was not able to get through was the accountability, the Healthcare Reform Accountability Act, which I sponsored. This would have required the state of Arkansas to really have done a fiscal impact study of anything from the Affordable Care Act that we would have to implement in the state of Arkansas. I wanted to know where it came from within that 2,000-page bill that was passed and how much it was going to cost. That's what I wanted to know. It was a very, very simple bill. I wanted to know financially what we were on the line for, whose money we were spending. We may be spending the federal government's money to implement it, but those federal dollars are going to run out, and they're going to run out a lot sooner than what everybody thinks they're going to. And you can ask anybody on the streets. They know you can't just keep spending and spending and spending and printing money. You can't do that forever. And so for Arkansas, you know, I want to make sure that when we're legislating, we're doing it forward-looking, you know, that we have a vision out there. And so if it's going to cost us $1 million to implement it, but it's going to cost us $20 million to continue it and to sustain it in the future, and we may use the federal funds to start it, but then at some point those go away and the state dollars have to come and kick in, then we're going to have to find that money. Where is it going to come from? And nobody had those answers for me. And so this bill would have required for us to address that now before we implement it, which for me makes great sense. You know, if you buy a car, you know how much it's going to cost on the front end, but you also want to look at how expensive is it to maintain that car and can I afford it? And so, you know, that was the premise of this piece of legislation. Unfortunately, it did not get through my public health committee and it died on a party line vote. 4 Republicans voted for it, 4 Democrats voted against it. And that was very sad to me because it really was not a partisan issue. It was not an opinion on the Affordable Care Act. It was about financial and fiscal responsibility moving forward for the state of Arkansas.
We've been talking with Arkansas State Senator, District 10, Missy Irvin. Missy, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us. Day number 2 will be tomorrow, and we'll be talking about Medicaid changes and redistricting. Join us then.